Sanderson, sister, AJ. St. Helena, California, September 8, 1911. Mrs. Sanderson, El Reposo Sanitarium, 2222 Chapel Street, Berkeley, California. My sister, I've just read your letter. You seem to have an earnest desire to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I encourage you to do this. I counsel you to discard everything that would cause you to do halfway work in seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put away every indulgence that would hinder you in the work of overcoming. Ask for the prayers of those who can comprehend your need of help. There was a time when I was in a situation similar in some respects to yours. I had indulged the desire for vinegar. But I resolved with the help of God to overcome this appetite. I fought the temptation, determined not to be mastered by this habit. For weeks I was very sick, but I kept saying over and over, "The Lord knows all about it. If I die, I die, but I will not yield to this desire." The struggle continued, and I was sorely afflicted for many weeks. All thought that it was impossible for me to live. You may be sure we sought the Lord very earnestly. The most fervent prayers were offered for my recovery. I continued to resist the desire for vinegar, and at last I conquered. Now I have no inclination to taste anything of the kind. This experience has been of great value to me in many ways. I obtained a complete victory. I relate this experience to you for your help and encouragement. I have faith, my sister, that you can come through this trial and reveal that God is the helper of his children in every time of need. If you determine to conquer this habit and will fight it perseveringly, you can obtain an experience of the highest value. When you set your will resolutely to break off this indulgence, you will have the help you need from God. Try it, my sister. As long as you acknowledge this habit by indulging it, Satan will retain his hold on your will and bring it into obedience to himself. But if you will determine to overcome, the Lord will heal you and will give you strength to resist every temptation. Ever remember that Christ is your Savior and Keeper. I have not strength to write you a longer letter today, but shall hope to write again. I shall wait to hear from you, to learn that you have gained the victory. In love.